Sechte Schwiees, Perig, Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah Schwiees, Mishnah Metes es Hamilva. What does this mean? It means if I lent my friend Shimon $5,000 and the Shemitah year passed, I cannot collect the chayv. The Pasuk says, Shamayt kol bal masha yadai. The Pasuk tells me, cancel the chayv. And this is true, bishtar, whether this loan, this $5,000 loan to Shimon was made with a shtar, bishaloi bishtar, or was made without a shtar. Now, if you remember from the Masechta, it's basically Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and Ksubas, where it's discussed many times. There's a very big difference in a loan that was made bishtar, called a milva biksav, as opposed to a loan that was done bal peh, called a milva al peh. If I made a shtar with Shimon before I gave him the money, a shtar means achrayis nechosim. Whether it has to be favorish say on the shtar or not, that's a different sugya, but basically that's what it means. Achrayis nechosim means that under normal circumstances, I would knock on Shimon's door and say, sorry, but time to pay up. Shimon says, I don't have money. Give me your land. I sold it. I can go to the person who bought the land and take back that land. I can tell him, when you bought this land, Shimon already owed me the money. There was a shibud on this karka. You should have checked. If there is no shtar, then you can't do that. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that I have to cancel the loan. So let me ask you, which do you think is a bigger chiddush? That I cancel the loan when I have a shtar, or I cancel the loan when I don't have a shtar? And the answer is the bigger chiddush is, even though there's a shtar. Because maybe I can say, look, that land was owed to me as soon as I gave Shimon the $5,000. There was like a shibud on the land. So maybe it's like I already had that land from before Shemitah, but we don't say that. The loan wasn't up. And now that the loan is up, Shemitah passed, I cannot collect it. Anyway, this is at least according to one opinion in the Gemara. Vayikra says the Mishnah. Hakofas hachanos. I go into the grocery, I buy milk, and I say, write it down. I buy cereal, I say, write it down. The Shemitah comes and goes. Does that mean the grocery owner cannot collect the money? And the answer is, he can. Because this is not called a loan. And therefore, eina mishametes. Shemitah does not cancel this chayv. When I buy things and I don't pay for it right away, that's called hakafa. It's not an official loan. He trusts me, when I have the money, I'm going to bring it in. It's still part of the sale. I just didn't pay for it yet. And Shemitah only cancels a loan, not other types of chayvas. However, ve'im asah milva. Asah milva means they turn this credit into an official loan. And there are different opinions over here as to how a store credit becomes a loan. Some say, at the point the grocery owner makes a cheshbon, says, okay, this is what you owe me. If you don't pay right there and then, it's no longer, okay, I'm buying it, I just didn't pay for it yet. Now it becomes a loan. You owe him the money. Okay, let's consider it that I'm lending you the money. At that point, when Shemitah comes, it cancels the chayv. Many shitas hold that even if the grocery has a set time that you're supposed to pay up what it says in the book, once that time passes, it becomes a loan automatically. Vayikra says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Harishan Rishan Mishamet. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting sheet to hear. I go in, I buy milk. Okay. I don't pay for it. He writes it down. I come in a week later and I buy milk again. What happens is the first container of milk becomes a loan. The second one is part of the credit system. If I buy a third container of milk, now the first and second become loans. And the third one becomes, okay, it's credit. I didn't pay up yet. Because really, you're supposed to pay up for the first thing before you buy something else. Therefore, each time, says Reb Shimon, when you come in to buy something new, whatever was there before is no longer considered a store credit, a credit that I owe the store. Rather, it is considered a loan. But the halacha is not like Reb Yehuda. The halacha is that, no, there has to be something that officially says it's no longer considered something you owe the grocery, it's an official loan. Either they officially say that, or as explained before, Pasha, the date passes that you're supposed to pay it up. Vayikra says the Mishnah, Schar Sochir. A man came and he fixed my ladder and he painted my house. And I didn't pay him yet. And then Shemitah comes and goes and I say, ah, Shemitah, right? I don't have to pay? No, I have to pay. Einoi meshamet. What you owe a worker, Shemitah does not cancel that chayv. That's not called a loan. But here too, v'maso milva, if we sat down and we said, look, I owe you the money, I don't have it now, you know what? Let's turn it into a loan, as if I'm paying and you're lending me the money. Under those circumstances, I raise a mishamet. Then when Shemitah comes and goes, I say come and go according to the Shittas that it's the end of Shemitah, that's mishamet achayv. Then Enechanami, you don't have to pay it because it cancels the chayv like it would cancel any other chayv. Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends. Kol melacha shepaisekes. Any melacha that has to stop, bashvius, during a Shemitah year, because it's the type of melacha that is aser. Let's say I hired him to plow or to cut. So, mishametes. Once Shemitah comes, he can't work any longer on Shemitah. Now that I do these things on Shemitah. So why am I not paying him? It's a loan. And therefore, Shemitah cancels it. However, if I hired him to do something, like we said before, to fix my ladder, something you can do on Shemitah, ain't a mishametes. Then it's still money that I owe a worker. It doesn't become a loan. Even though it's after Shemitah already. And Shemitah does not stop that chayv, I still have to pay him. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that there's something called Shemitah's kisafim, besides for Shemitah on the ground. Loans are canceled on Shemitah. And it makes no difference whether, let's say Shimon owes me money with a shtar or without a shtar, in both cases, Shemitah cancels the chayv. If I bought something in a store on credit, that's not considered a loan. The way the Rambam explains it is that I bought something and the sale isn't over until I actually pay it. I buy something in a store. I'm taking money out of my pocket to pay. Oh, there's a loan here between you and him. It's not a loan. I'm completing the sale. So let's say it takes longer. It takes a couple of weeks. I'm also completing the sale. It's not called a loan. And therefore, Shemitah doesn't cancel it. But if they change it into a loan, shopkeeper sat down and they made a cheshbon, how much you owe me. What now? Okay, when I have it, I'll pay you. At that point, it becomes a loan. Or, as some hold, when the time comes that you're supposed to officially pay up the credit. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you're in camp and you owe the canteen money. Last day of the summer, you have to pay up. You tell the owner of the canteen, I don't have. You know what? I'll pay you by Hanukkah. Now it's no longer called a credit. It's a loan. He's doing you a favor. The money should really be his. He's lending you the money till Hanukkah. And if it wasn't till Hanukkah, if it was longer than that, and then Shemitah came in the way, Shemitah's Meshamet Achayv. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting shita. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that every time a customer buys something new, the money that he owed for what he bought before automatically becomes a loan. We don't pass it in that way. If you owe wages to a worker that worked for you, you still owe him even though Shemitah comes. But here too, if it was converted into a loan, either the worker made a cheshbon, okay, you owe me, so it becomes a loan now, then Shemitah takes away the chayv. Then we had a sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says like this, if you owe this worker because he did work for you, let's look to see what kind of work he did for you. If he did the kind of work that you cannot do on Shemitah, like plowing the field, so like the work is over, he has a right to ask for the money. If for whatever reason you're not paying him, okay, so it's a loan. Loan, Shemitah cancels the loan. But if it's the kind of work he's fixing your ladder that you could do on Shemitah, so it could be the worker is not demanding the money, you know why not? Because he says, okay, I'm still going to work for him. Oh, then it's not considered a loan. That's how some of the Mefarshim explain.